declare the meeting open at 1 PM. Announcement of visitors, Neil. Three, record of attendance. All councillors present, and Councillor Jill White, can you tell me where you are and are you in a secured location?
Yeah, I'm at Scotia on the Great Eastern Highway and I'm in a secure location. I'm actually absolutely by myself.
No worries. That was only one. Yep. And the staff is Peter, Christie and Maureen. Four, response to previous public questions taken on notice. You've all read that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
As per the policy?
Yep. Believe them. Yeah, you've gone. So the summary or response, I'll read. Decisions regarding the building order of public record can be assessed on the council website. Legal advice is confidential, but there is no indication or irregularity in the advice review. The Environmental Health Officer, EHO, acted within their dual role as EHO and building surveyor, and it was their responsibility to inquire about the building safety. The building order was based on a structural engineer's report that deemed the building unsafe. If there are concerns about bias or corrupt decision making, the Shire is open to conducting an investigation if substantial evidence is provided. While the Shire can release information under Freedom of Information, it will require a formal application and involve costs for staff, time and review.
Go back two pages.
Back two?
Yeah. Oh, that's only the end of it.
Oh, well, can you? Okay, the acting CEO confirmed that a letter of response was sent to Mrs. Poonam on 22nd of May 2025. That letter has been circulated to councillors. Asked by Mrs. Poonam, member of the public, if the Menzies Hotel building was considered unsafe due to a wall issue, why has a nearby establishment been allowed to operate next to that same wall? Additionally, why was no structural report provided with the building order issued in November 2023, requested from EOH, as required with any work order? Furthermore, why was the owner not informed during or after the sealing of the building, and what were the consequences of this action? The summary response: the building order was placed on the Menzies Hotel and commercial matters, including the nearby businesses. Are the owner's responsibility? No, oh, yeah. The tenant is aware of the structural issues and accepted the risks of operating there. The tenant provided the engineer's report, which is not owned by the council. It is the owner's responsibility to ensure compliance with the building order, and they may consult their own engineer for advice. The only outstanding order is from November 2024. Regarding building access, the council has not denied the owner or representatives access for necessary work. And if access was restricted, it is related to the leasing arrangements and the owner should refer to the tenancy agreement and legal advice. Two, was the former CEO under any pressure from councillors or administration staff when making decisions that negatively impacted the Menzies Hotel? Additionally, why were important details about these decisions hidden or not communicated to the owner? I'm unable to provide any information in regard to this question. The previous CEO has no longer works within the organisation, neither does the previous Environmental Health Officer Building Surveyor. I am not aware of any decisions that may have been made that were potentially withheld from the owner. I found no hard evidence of such pressure being brought to bear through the email and other correspondence that I have reviewed. While the EHO has provided advice and discussions with regard to the order, I have not found that any undue pressure was applied to the CEO by the EHO or any other staff member or councillors with regard to the building order. What accountability does the council hold to ratepayers and property owners, especially in cases like this where actions under the previous CEO directly impacted the only operational property in the area, resulting in a significant financial loss? Why was the Menzies Hotel unfairly targeted and allowed to suffer these consequences without due process or transparency? The Menzies Hotel was not unfairly targeted. The building was deemed unsafe due to a structural issue identified by a qualified engineer. The primary concern was public safety, not the hotel business operation. The building order was issued based on a risk assessment, not economic factors. Regarding the financial loss of property's deteriorating condition and the need for significant repairs contributed to the situation, the building was in poor state long before the order was issued and the engineer's report suggested demolition over repair. Any financial loss is tied to the building's pre-existing condition. There is no evidence that the former CEO acted improperly or caused financial losses. The building order was followed due process and there's no indication of misconduct in the actions taken or the advice provided. Will the Shire provide a complete record of decision, correspondence and legal involvement related to the Menzies Hotel since October 21st, 2023 and consider an independent investigation in the biased role of the Environmental Health Officer, EHO, and the other instances of unfair treatment during the tenure of the former CEO. Discussions regarding the building order are public record and can be assessed on the Council's website. Legal advice is confidential, but there's no indication of irregularity in the advice review. The Environmental Health Officer acted within their due role as an EHO and building surveyor, and it was their responsibility to inquire about the building safety. The building order was based on a structural engineer report that deemed the building unsafe. If there are concerns about biased or corrupt decision making, the Shire is open to conducting an investigation if substantial evidence is provided. While the Shire can release information under Freedom of Information, it will require a formal application and involve costs for staff time and review. Okay. 5. Public question time. We have 2. From Roy Parfitt. Due to the clash of day with council meeting and community bus, I'm unable to attend to hear my questions read. My question is to council is, what is the current situation of the old post office development? Glenda Teddy had commenced work with it, consultants who had begun, who had submitted organising a report. We'll take that one on notice.
I'll take those questions on notice and provide a response directly.
Okay. The second question to council is about the contract mechanic who travelled to Menzies to service all the Shire vehicles. Could this service be extended to residents for a fee? No worries. And that was it. Two questions? Okay. Number 6. Approved leave of absence? No. 7. Disclosures of interest. I have 2 from Councillor Sadia on item 16.3 and 16.4. I have 1 for myself, Councillor Warner, on 16.1, and I have one here for Peter Bentley, our acting CEO, for agenda item 16.2. Number 8, notices of items to be discussed behind closed doors. 16.1, code of conduct allegations, Councillor Paul Warner. 16.2, appointment of temporary CEOs June to August and September to November 2025. 16.3, code of conduct allegations, Councillor Sadir Sadir. 16.4, building order, Menzies Hotel. 16.5, offer to purchase 50 Britannia Street, Kirkcaldy. 16.6, offer to purchase 54 Britannia Street, Kirkcaldy. 9, confirmation receival of minutes. Confirmation of minutes that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on 24th April 2025 be confirmed as true and correct record. Can I have a mover? Councillor Sadir. A seconder. Councillor Ian Baird. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. All those in favour?
Councillor Dwyer.
Thank you. Carried. 10. Petitions, deputations, presentations. Nil. 11. Announcement by presiding member without discussion. President's report has been tabled. 12. Reports of committees. Nil. 13. Reports of officers. 13.1. Finance reports. That the statement of financial activity for the period ending 30th April 2025 as attached be received. Can I have a mover? Councillor Sadir and a seconder, Councillor Christy Tucker. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour? You get that, Councillor Jill?
Sorry, I had it on mute. Councillor Dwyer.
Yeah, thank you. Carried. List of monthly payments, April 2024. The list of payments for the month of April 2024 totaling $676,149.44 been. 1. Electronic funds transfer from EFT 1004 to EFT 10087. Payments from municipal funds totaling $460,498.44. Direct debit payments from the municipal funds totaling $57,094.62. 3. Payroll payments from the municipal funds totaling $152,770.32. Credit card payments for the state of month of April 2025 from the municipal funds totaling $3,883.32. 5. Fuel card payments from the municipal funds totaling $1,901.74 be received. Can I have a mover? Councillor Greg Dwyer. A seconder. Councillor Christy Tucker. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour?
Councillor Dwyer.
Carried. Point 13.1.3, 2025-2026 differential rates. Office Services' recommendation that by absolute majority the following proposed differential rates and minimum payments for the 2025-2026 financial year be noted and a local public notice in accordance with section 6.36 of the Local Government Act 1995 be provided. In the rate category, the GRV proposed rate in a dollar is 0.08940 and the proposed minimum payment is $200. UV pastoral weather 0.08530, proposed minimum payment is $328. UV mining operations, the proposed rate in a dollar is 0.16393, proposed minimum payment is $328. UV mining exploration, proposed rate in a dollar is 0.14754, proposed minimum payment is $328. UV mining prospecting, proposed rate in a dollar 0.14754, proposed minimum payment $328. Public number T, public submissions received regarding the differential rates and minimum payment shall be considered by the council before the adoption of any proposed rate and the 2025-26 budget. The 2025-2026 objects and reasons for the proposed differential rating in the Shire amendments be received and endorsed. Councillor Mover.
Councillor
Dwyer. Councillor Jill Dwyer. Seconder. Councillor Christy Tucker. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. All those in favour?
Councillor Dwyer.
Carried.
Only thing on the date.
On this one? Yeah. Take a note of that.
The date on this one. Thank you.
Yep. Yep. 13.2 Administration Report. 13.2.1 Review of Policy 3.11 Council Forums Briefing Session.
Mr. President, I'd like to withdraw that one for further.
Yep. Roger. It has been withdrawn. Okay. 13.2.2 Review of Policy 12.6 Use of Drones within the Shire amenities. Officers' recommendation that the current policy on use of drones within the Shire amenities as attached be endorsed without amendment except for the update to the policy number. Can I have a mover? Councillor Ian Baird. A seconder. Councillor Steve. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour?
Councillor Dwyer.
Carried. Review of Policy 5.8, Gratuity Payments to Employees. That the policy 5.8 gratuity payments to employees as attached be endorsed without amendment except for the update to the policy number. Can I have a mover? Mover. Councillor Christy Tucker. A seconder. Councillor Andrew Tucker. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. All those in favour?
Councillor Dwyer.
Carried. 13.2.4 Review of Policy 5.10 Employees Housing Allowance. The policy 5.10 Employees Housing Allowance be endorsed as attached with minor syntax corrections and an update to the policy number. Can I have a mover? Councillor Ian Baird, seconded. Councillor Sadia. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour? Carry. 13.2.5, review of policy 5.13, relocation expenses. All right, officers' recommendation that the amendment to the current policy 5.13, relocation expenses, item 4, relocation expenses, definition as follows, including the update to the policy number. 4, relocation expenses, definition. In respect to this policy, relocation expenses generally means costs associated with the removal of household furniture and personal effects to Menzies. Domestic travel costs include flights, train fares or fuel for the employee and their immediate family members who are relocating with the employee. Transportation of personal vehicles and or pets. Temporary accommodation for the employee and their immediate household, which will be determined and agreed upon prior to the employee's start date. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christie Tucker. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Andrew Tucker. Those that wish to speak for?
How long do you want to listen? After the Peter, to the chair. Like the one person here left now, because we pay 10,000 for his relocation. He left before 24 months, so we get 50% off.
Right, that's an agreed outcome in terms of the...
Cool.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yes. Those that wish to speak against? All those in favour?
Councillor Dwyer.
Okay, carry. 14, motions of which previous notice has been given, 0. 15, new business of urgent nature, 0. 16, behind closed doors, confidential reports. Okay. Now, officers' recommendation that in accordance with section 5.23-2 of the Local Government Act, the meeting be closed to members of the public to consider the following item. 16.1, code of conduct allegations, Councillor Paul Warren. 16.2, appointment of temporary CEOs, June to August and September to November 2025. 16.3, code of conduct allegations, Councillor Sadia Sadia. 16.4, building order, Menzies Hotel. 16.5, offer to purchase 50 Britannia Street, Kukani. 16.6, offer to purchase 54 Britannia Street, Kukani. Can I have a mover? Councillor Greg Dwyer.
Councillor Dwyer.
And Councillor Jill Dwyer. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour?
Councillor Dwyer.
Okay, we'll close the door and I'll remove myself.